Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
A tale of two baseball teams, and none of it good. It's Evan and Tiki here on The Fan, taking you up until 5:30 and Rutgers football. The college football season returns tonight on WFAN. It's me, Sean Morash, along with Chris McMonagle, who's looking to bring some New Balance to the show this afternoon.
New Balance?
New Balance.
What's going on? How we doing?
I'm doing well, Chris. Fresh off what felt like a 30-hour drive home from Florida the show.
It was a 30-hour drive home from Florida, practically.
Were you doing that pre-knowing Evan, or you just kind of took the from Evan on long drives?
Well, it had nothing to do with Evan. It happened to be a post-Evan, I suppose, in my life, the first time we went to Disney. This is the third year running.
But I'm talking about driving, because Evan didn't
drive. Yeah, third year running driving. No, the Disney stuff is more of a Monzo thing than anybody else. So.
Yeah, but geez, get on a plane, will you?
No, I like to drive, believe it or not. 12 hours home yesterday from South Carolina. I stopped. We can go over some of the vacation stuff. Ooh. I lost my glasses. I'm an idiot. So we have there's always some fun stories with a 12-day vacation. But yes, I'm back, totally exhausted, need a vacation from my vacation, but I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Thank you. I got a lot of color.
You did. You look very tan.
I'm very tan. A lot of sun.
I hope you're feeling good then, the Mets and Yankees after, the past couple days for the Yankees, but specifically last night for the Mets.
Yeah, rough.
And we'll tackle a little bit both of it here in the open at 888-808-1019. Boyle Rami with us as well. Look, first on the Mets, they will play a game in about an hour and a half that I think the four words that on this show we have danced around throughout are in order, and that is death of a season.
Yeah.
Being a word.
A. It does feel, you know what, it's unfortunate because it does kind of feel meaningless now, this game, doesn't it?
Not yet.
For me, it does.
Okay, so it ended last night.
That's a brutal loss. It's not even so much, there are losses. I heard Moose say this coming in. There are losses and then there are losses. What last night did was wipe away a win that could have changed some things. That's what bothers me the most about it, because you look at it, I heard Evan talking about it the other day. You know, I got glimpses of the show as I was on vacation. And the idea, the Atlanta Braves have done this year after year. Chasing down the Braves, you had that opportunity. It was actually me and you sitting in this very chair.
Yep.
During the middle of that four-game set against Atlanta, where they were right there to take over the first-place wild card. Right there.
Foot off the gas those last 2 days.
And they couldn't get it done. And since then, that was their opportunity to overcome the Braves. Now, I know since then the Padres and the Diamondbacks have gotten hot and have taken over, and it's different. But that was their opportunity to catch the Braves. This Brave team, whether they're injured, whatever the case may be, they have been able to catch the Mets in previous seasons when the Mets have the 101 wins, best regular season since the 80s.
When the NL East was over.
And they're able to catch them. Even then, even when the Mets are at their best, even when the Braves now are dealing with injuries, I trust this Brave team. Now swept the fraud Toronto of Minnesota Twins. But I trust this Brave team in these moments, the end of the season, to do what they need to do. And now you find yourselves four games behind the Braves on a night where you battled back. Severino gets hit off the foot, kind of loses it for a second. Ball leaves the ballpark. They're down 4-0 in a game. You figure, all right. And instead, they battle back. Bader hits the home run. They get a ridiculously poor play by the catcher to allow a run to score on the sacrifice fly. I mean, that was Gleyber Torres behind the plate. I didn't even care. I didn't even get there yet, no. What a terrible tag. They take the lead, and then to have their closer come in the eighth and blow it, what that win would have meant, Peterson on the mound today. You talked about how important the sweep could have been.
How great
he's been. What it could have meant to have that moment today going to sweep them and actually make a statement, and instead you're covering off a brutal loss, four games back after Atlanta. I mean, wins last night, trying to catch Atlanta with 28, 29 games left in the season, four games behind them. It just seems like it's not going to, it just seems like last night that win could have made you feel the difference about going into this game today, and the difference of what you feel like now after that brutal loss is night and day.
I want to make it very clear. You're probably right.
Right.
You're probably right. The only thing I'm giving out the glimmer of hope, and if you play the numbers game and crunch the numbers, you could still have an opportunity today with a guy who has basically become the August ace of the Mets and David right. Peterson to take 2 of 3 from a red-hot Diamondback team that lost.
Yeah.
But the one loss absolutely hails there. You're talking about blowing a lead to Oakland, 5-0.
Right.
The Padre game on Sunday.
Sure.
Go on and on and on. And all the garbage losses the Mets have had versus teams they've had no business losing to or games they had no business losing.
Right.
The reason last night really, really took the cake was this series, after winning game one and having a lead and fighting back with resiliency, mm-hmm. you need to make up games in other ways. Once you lose the bad ones, like some of those games I mentioned, last night would have been one of those, all right, it erases one of those.
Right.
To only have it compound like that, and frankly, to have Edwin Diaz, again, a guy you need to rely on. And oh, by the way, after the game, we find out Dednell Nunez not available.
Bingo.
Don't be shocked if another IL stint is coming because, quote, he's not recovering right after that.
That's a problem.
This bullpen is cooked, and you cannot survive a pennant race in September
no doubt.
Without a bullpen. It's just so disheartening.
No, and to my point, to be 4 games behind the Braves, you can't just go through it and say, hey, oh, wow, you know what? Nice 2 out of 3 against Arizona. That's not going to cut it. They're in a predicament, like we're going to get into the Yankees in a second, and we could talk all we want about the Yankees. They're a game up in first place, securely in a wild card spot. Mm-hmm. It's a different feel. The Mets have to do something dynamic if they're going to catch the Braves. Like, that's how I feel. Now, who knows? The Braves might fall on their face, and this whole conversation's stupid. I don't
expect
that.
Maybe the injuries actually do matter.
I mean, who knows? But I trust the Braves down the stretch to do what they've done. I mean, forget going back to the 90s. They have owned this division for the last 5-6 years. This group, this manager, this team have overcome all the obstacles. They're a game or two away from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when they won the World Series, from trading away people. Instead, they add Peterson, they add Soler, they go on a run, win the championship. Yeah. This group is special. And if you're going to catch them at the end of August, 4 games back, you need special wins, not special losses.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And that was a special loss.
No doubt.
And before we spin it ahead to the Yankees, this needs to be said about Edwin Diaz as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had the one wonderful year 2 years ago. Where the trumpets and everything went nuts. But it is now officially time to say the better part of this Edwin Diaz tenure with the Mets has been nothing short of a disaster since they've traded for him.
Sure.
Whether it's a couple of years ago where all those blown saves, you think about how different that year could have been. I'm losing track of years. That's 3 years ago now. Last year, not his fault, but still he's pitching the World Baseball Classic. That happens. And this year, whether it's the struggles at the beginning of the year that we made excuses for coming off the injury, whether it's the suspension, more on that in a second, or the last 2 outings he's had, basically, have just been abominable. And if he's going to be one of the highest paid, big, sexy guys in this league, it's unacceptable at outings like that. And Chris, I'm going to tell you right now, are we over blaming the umpire for ejecting in that 10-game suspension for Edwin Diaz? Can we all agree on this? There is now a pattern of the Edwin Diaz season in 2024. Guys, let's not be naive. He needed sticky stuff.
Yeah.
Or at least needed it to feel confident in gripping a baseball. You want to complain that the umpire didn't give him a fair shake and we saw Martino sticky tacky and what they'll let you watch off.
Yeah, there's a difference between sticky and tacky. Everybody
Come on.
That.
Guys, I was born on a day it wasn't yesterday. Edwin Diaz was using sticky stuff that day to make sure, give himself the confidence back. And clearly he can't do that right now.
No.
And it's just, he's the shell of what he was 2 years ago.
I mean, he's the epitome, and I think you see it with, we mentioned the Yankees, Carlos Rodon a little bit. He is the epitome of a guy when it's going great, it's going great. I mean, he was the most dominant reliever we've seen in a long time. I mean, Eric Gagne, you can go back to like that type of dominant relieving he gave you 2 years ago. But when he doesn't have his fastball location and he hangs mixing sliders, he gets killed.
Horrible.
I mean, he's atrocious. And that's what you
see.
And
bringing him in and not clean innings either is no way to go about your business.
I know that, and I understand people can get on. I mean, this is where we get into managing, too. I mean, he manages with his gut. I heard you say it yesterday. Even Mendoza, he manages with his gut.
He does. I do like that about Mendoza.
But then we're going to kill the manager when he brings in his best reliever in the 8th inning.
I'm killing Diaz.
I'm just saying. Diaz is the one who deserves to be killed for last night. He was what made him special 2 years ago was his ability to pitch the 7th inning, the 8th inning. Whenever they needed him to come in and get big outs, he was great at it. Now all of a sudden he can't. Oh, now you're going to bring him into. And he needs a clean inning. No, he doesn't. He needs a slider. He needs his fastball command. And it just feels like. And I thought when they signed the contract, I don't know what else they had. It's one of these things when you have the richest owner in baseball. You don't have a choice. He's coming off the greatest season a reliever's had in forever. You've got to give him the contract.
I'm not blaming the contract.
But they rushed to give him $100 million. No, but I'm just saying, overall, what kind of confidence do you have moving forward? He's still under contract. Is he a closer moving forward?
And we'll see how he rebounds and the injury's bad. I mean, if I enter next year, I like the upside of Dednell Nunez more than I like Edwin Diaz and his track record.
I would think you probably start the year with Diaz as the closer,
right,
but it's no longer
a fait accompli.
No, it's
you can't be like, and you know relievers are finicky. Watch him go out next year and have an all-world year.
No, there's no
totally
more,
possible.
Totally
but
possible.
For this year, Edwin Diaz has completely failed the New York Mets.
No
and
doubt.
The fact that we sit here, August 29th, we have 2 days left here in this month. The trade deadline's a month ago. You are four games out as it stands now. And to add to your point on why yesterday hurts more, I don't know what this weekend's going to look like for the Atlanta Braves. Something tells me it's not going to be all roses for the Philadelphia Phillies, who have not played the best baseball,
right,
of course. I don't know how you expect the Braves to lose any more than two games to the Phillies this week. And that is one of their rare hard series left. They still have the Dodgers left throughout.
Mm-hmm.
This was a time. Because maybe you could have a spot if you swept the White Sox where you gained two games this weekend.
Right.
Last night was a time and it's out the window. I still hold out hope that David Peterson take two or three, you go sweep the White Sox. You know, last night stinks, but it's a 5-6 spot. But you're right. You've run out of era. You've run out of games. Was last night the death of a season? 888-808-1019. Now to the team that you and I both share and root for, beloved in our hearts. Yesterday, Chris, I know you were driving home.
Mm-hmm.
You said you checked in plenty. I was so ticked off at the Yankees' reluctancy to just sit DJ LeMahieu down. And then he got it back in the lineup last night.
Got to hit his first at bat. You missed that?
I didn't miss it, but did you miss the double play after
that? No,
I
saw that.
Which was enormous. And then Boone finally goes to Cabrera to pinch hit in the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let's just get this out of the way right now. What are we doing with umpiring? That with two runners on, Cabrera comes up.
Yeah.
And that pitch outside the strike, I mean, that's not even borderline.
No, I know.
Derails an at-bat, but you see Cabrera hits the ball in the screws, only further proving the point.
Yeah.
Good at-bat. LeMahieu hasn't given you that.
No.
Verdugo with the weak ground out as Jason Dominguez is raking in Scranton.
He's not raking, but okay.
He's hotter than he was when he first came up.
He hasn't really been that good in AAA.
Verdugo hasn't been that good at all
in four months. No, totally
agree. Okay, Chris?
Yeah.
The Yankees are not running out the best possible lineup night in and night out, and they have now lost two of three games to the freaking Washington Nationals.
Yep.
And when you group in all of the heaping crap of teams, the Rockies, the Nationals, the Tigers, the White Sox.
This was supposed to be the August of the easy schedule. They have it much easier than everybody else.
6-6 versus those teams.
Yep.
6-6 versus those teams, and we'll get it to Rodon in a second. Luckily, the Dodgers, Burns has not pitched well lately either. The Dodgers beat the Orioles last night. I know you're going to say, don't overreact. The Yankees have the best record in the American League.
They do?
One game up in the Orioles. Chris?
One game up.
Thank God they're one game up.
Yeah.
But the Yankees could be in cruise control for home field advantage in the American League.
Sure.
And this division, if they just got their act together and put their best lineup forward and won a couple more of these games, instead they're going to cling for dear life and put things in a gamble that second to last series of the year versus Baltimore.
Right.
It's atrocious. They are not serious about winning a World Series.
Yeah, see, that's where I disagree with you. I hate this new not serious.
They're not serious.
Unserious, this new terminology that we're using.
That's what the kids are saying.
And I disagree. I heard you yesterday. First of all, you asked the question on Twitter and yesterday when you mentioned I was going to be hosting with you. What do I think they should do with DJ LeMahieu? I've been on the bandwagon for a month and a half to DFA DJ LeMahieu.
Okay.
All right, so I want no part of DJ LeMahieu, but I disagree with what you think the reasoning is. This is not sentimentality. This is not, they need him. They honestly believe, and I think they're wrong. They honestly believe that DJ LeMahieu is the best option for this team as a bench role moving for the playoffs. And this is where I get in trouble, because I'll argue with the fans on stuff like this. We proclaim, because I got a bunch of it during the Old Timers Day and the celebrating 2009 on vacation, a bunch of people tweeting at me. Derek Jeter said again, it's not what happens in the regular season. They'll be judged on what they do in October. And if only Hal had this mentality, if only Brian Cashman had this mentality. And then we get hung up on one game against the Nationals when the Yankees are doing exactly what the Yankee fans think they should be doing. They're just wrong. They are preparing. They are running out DJ LeMahieu for one reason. And again, let me be clear. I think they're wrong. But they're not doing it for sentimentality. They're not doing it for the locker room. They're doing it for one reason. They don't believe that Oswaldo Cabrera is a difference maker. Rice is not going to... There's no role for Ben Rice the second Rizzo comes back. There's no role for him. He's not going to be on the team. There's one guy who could be right-handed, who's won a batting title, who last year in the second half had an 800 OPS, and if they get him going, the ability to play first base defensively, because if Dominguez ever does come up here, in the playoffs, he could be a pinch hit option for Rizzo, right-handed bat, okay, where you need a first baseman when you have a third baseman who just made five errors in the last three games. Gleyber Torres, who's the worst defensive second baseman in baseball. You need someone who can actually play first base.
Cabrera can!
No, he can't.
Yes, he
no,
can.
No, he cannot.
Yes, he
no,
can.
No, he cannot. They don't believe he can. They don't believe he's a difference maker. They are going to give DJ LeMahieu every single opportunity to attempt to get his swing back, and I think he's...
Chris, they've
like
given him every single opportunity.
I totally agree, but that's how they feel. They put getting DJ hot and how this roster could look in the postseason above
hot.
This game. Yeah,
he's had 200 at bats since
totally
he came
agree.
Back.
Totally
and yesterday,
agree.
Aaron Boone yep. had the gall
yeah.
to tell the
oh.
fan base, the gall
yeah.
to tell this freaking fan base the injury, you know, we're still trying to get him going after that.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, they didn't say... No. You see, this is where I get in trouble,
okay,
too.
I had the exact quote yesterday.
He was specifically asked about his OPS. He brings up the injury because it was terrible right after... It takes a while. The OPS accumulates the whole
Great.
Season.
Great.
He was particularly atrocious right. when he first came back.
But how could he go from a night before saying that he still believed LeMahieu was the best option versus mm-hmm. Finnegan to last night making sure he pinched him with Cabrera? So did he cave to perception?
No, he went by his gut in that moment. He
went
by
his gut. And ultimately, it was the right gut.
Yeah, and same thing. You mentioned Mendoza. Mendoza allowed, you know, Diekman to pitch to Judge, and everyone, what was his answer? I just felt like it. Oh, goes by his gut. But Aaron Boone's a moron who didn't do it the night
He's
before.
He's not a moron.
He went by his gut. He went by his gut.
Mendoza's gut starts failing more. We'll start crushing him more.
But he went with DJ the night before. That was his gut. Then his gut said, I had a terrible at bat from him the night before. I'll try something different tonight. But I'm telling you, I disagree. I would get rid of LeMahieu. He's old. He's washed. I'm with you. But the New York Yankees are trying to get the best roster for the postseason, and this is why people get mad. They did not treat last night like a must-win game.
And they should have.
It's not.
Chris,
it's not a must-win game.
Chris.
It's not.
Chris,
if they won that game last night.
Oh, my God. Do you want to be in a wild card round?
No.
In a best of three where
I
a couple Blues versus Clay Holmes? Exactly. So why don't they prioritize that? This team hasn't had home field in the ALCS in over a decade.
Mm-hmm.
In over a decade.
Yep.
Can you prioritize it in a wide-open American League, please?
I love the wide-open American. If the American League was tougher, you'd be okay with not prioritizing it?
No, but
using the open American League.
It's
a BS argument. I'm so tired of it's wide-open.
Because
if it weren't wide-open, we'd be okay with them not trying.
The Yankees should leave no freaking doubt that this is
every year they should leave no doubt. Every single year, no matter what the Astros look like, no matter what any... So the idea... Oh, but
they've never had Soto and Judge on the same team.
It's so wide open this year, though.
You're
if only. It's just so wide open. Like, last year we were okay with the Astros winning 100 games or whatever. It would have been like, oh, listen, the Astros are really good. We can't even try to compete with them. Let's just see if we can get second place. No, we're always trying to be the best.
But
that's the bottom line.
So every year,
it's either win or don't win. That's it. It's win or don't win every single year. That's it.
So shouldn't every failed year and then the one year that you know you haven't won, so shouldn't it be more of an influence? Hey, I mean, what changed? The first half of the year, you ran out the same lineup until guys got hurt. What changed?
No, they're running out the same lineup now.
Well, not really.
They run DJ LeMahieu out every single day.
Well, okay.
They
Fair.
Believe DJ LeMahieu against left-handed pitching, which they've struggled against all year.
And he struggled against all year.
No doubt. But they still believe in him in some aspects, and I think they're wrong. I want to be clear on this. I think he's washed. They don't. They're not doing it. You mentioned a bunch of different reasons. Like, you mentioned Bernie Williams. They had no problem
being...
They had Damon in center field.
Right.
You mentioned Jorge Posada. They got Russell Martin that year to play catcher. Like, they don't have anybody. They don't view Oswaldo Cabrera as you view him, which really you don't even view him as much. You just think he's better than DJ LeMahieu. When it comes down to it...
Great things happen when he plays.
I don't disagree with you. I want him to play more. What I'm saying is they don't view him as someone who impacts the team. Just like when they traded away Montgomery for Bader a couple years ago. They are looking at this roster for the postseason run. That's what if they win the division, you won't give a damn. Every time I bring up 99 games and they won the division 2 years ago,
sure, I'll be happy.
No one gives a damn.
I'll be happy.
You gotta win. They think the best roster is getting DJ LeMahieu hot, and they're gonna run it until they don't. That's it.
Well,
I disagree with them, but that's what they're trying to do.
I'll leave
They're
you
trying
with this.
To get the best postseason roster for the team.
We are down to what, 4 weeks left in the season?
Yes.
Chris, even if they get LeMahieu hot for a week or two, is anybody trusting that that's the LeMahieu you're going to see in October if and when they
all
get
right,
him a spot?
But then what's the point?
There is no point. DJFA LeMahieu.
If Oswaldo Cabrera got a hit yesterday, what would you think? Like, that's what I love. Like, I know you got into an argument once with him, Nick Totoro. Yeah. Right? Nick DeToro was doing a video last night. I saw it, and he goes, it's wide open. If only they showed a little bit more. If they beat the Nationals last night, you're telling me you feel dramatically different about this?
I do.
Team? Oh, please.
I do.
Please.
And it's not
you don't.
Chris, here's the thing.
No, you don't. You go, oh, it's what you should have done. It's the same thing. At the beginning of the year, the perception was the Yankees can only beat bad teams. They can't beat good teams. Me and you argued about it against Cleveland. Yeah. Cleveland's not a good team. I tried to say they beat the Cleveland Guardians. Doesn't matter. They can't beat good teams. They're feasting on these bad teams. They're not a World Series contender.
It's actually the opposite this year.
Now it's the opposite. Now we go to this end of the season, and every team that's in the postseason right now, the Yankees are dominating them, but they can't beat bad teams, so they're not a World Series contender. Pretty much win or you're not a World Series contender.
Chris, just don't get to that second to last season. You should end of that game, that four games. Look what the Braves have done to the Mets.
I understand
that. The Yankees have had every opportunity to get to the Orioles.
The Yankees were the second worst team in baseball for a month and a half, only better than the White Sox.
And
why didn't the
nothing.
Orioles build an extended
and now
lead?
Six, because they stink too. Now 6-6 versus these four.
Not good enough. Not saying it's good enough.
And that's why it's not just about last night. It's about the sample size. 888-808-1019. All right, we come back. We'll take your calls. Plus, Carlos Rodon quickly going out of the circle of trust.
Well,
more on that.
Can we look at the real problem? You're 100% right. Why'd they lose these two games? Starting pitching stunk.
Can we do a radio tease, Chris?
That's why we lost those two games.
My goodness.
Just saying. Oh. We're arguing about DJ LeMahieu. You're right. He shouldn't be playing.
I'll tell you another reason we lost these two games. Do we need a judge double play 2 nights ago?
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, 888-808-1019. Our thoughts on Carlos Rodon and PitchCom in a little bit. But first, your calls. Jimmy and Merrick. Jimmy, if I can hit this button.
I'll try.
You try, Chris.
How about that? Jimmy and Merrick.
There
What's up,
go.
Jimmy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? First time caller.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
How about that, Jimmy?
I appreciate that.
I used to call when it was Mike and the Mad Dog. That was the last time.
And you're not really the first time caller, then.
Your first time in a long time, Jimmy.
First time in a long time.
Okay.
I got 2 points here with the Yankees, because I know you guys are big-time fans.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, the Mets showed you something. They can't hit left-hand pitching. All right, that's a problem.
The Mets showed you that? Because the Yankees have showed you that. What are you talking about?
The Mets showed you. When they put the left-hand pitcher out there,
I got it.
Yankees couldn't hit him.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, a lot of teams.
I like to know the Yankees' record against left-hand pitching.
It's not been good.
I believe yesterday put them under .500 versus left-handed pitching.
Yeah.
And I also heard that, and I love Rucco. I think it was, it was Ricky on the ride home saying the addition of Giancarlo Stanton now and how many games will help that record. Let's calm down.
He doesn't help.
Second of all,
he does help, but they're still losing these games with him.
No doubt.
Okay.
Second thing now. The Yankees are not being ran by Aaron Boone. This is Cashman running the team.
Mm-hmm.
He knows by September 1st, if he does not put Domingos in the lineup, it's all about the money because he paid Verdugo. The same thing going on with Ben Rice. He should be playing more than DJ LeMieux. He gave LeMieux that contract.
Yeah,
now he doesn't want to look good if he can't.
I don't think that's it. We're killing him. This is what I don't get about it. We are literally killing him every day for playing DJ LeMahieu. And he's worried he's going to look bad? How could he look worse? Everybody's yelling about it. Everybody's screaming about the playing DJ LeMahieu. But he's not doing it because he's afraid of looking bad? The fan base will applaud him if he does it.
No, I think this is where I disagreed with you in the first segment. I think it comes down to the fact that they want to, and they have a track record of doing this. They give somebody a contract. They want to milk every let. You say it's about flexibility.
I think
Donaldson, Aaron Hicks. I mean, you go on and on.
But it's not about the money. It's because they believe in the guys, and they want to see them.
Chris.
Like, honestly,
Chris,
DJ LeMahieu.
If we flipped it around.
Yes.
And DJ LeMahieu, same season, same stats.
Yes.
DJ LeMahieu was on, I know it's entry, Oswaldo Cabrera's pay rate, and Oswaldo Cabrera's on DJ LeMahieu's pay rate. Who do you think's playing?
Did he have a 800 OPS the year before and win a batting title for the Yankees?
Okay. I mean, I understand.
Like, I'm just saying, they believe in the guy because he's shown it to them.
If it's just about track record,
Oswaldo Cabrera was such a bad hitter last year that they are pretty much taking away right-handed hitting from him. They don't believe in him. I'm not saying they're right. What I'm saying is this is why they're doing it.
I know that that's why they're doing
it. They're not doing it because they're afraid of like the contract or anything other than they honestly believe.
But and DJ earned that contract in the past. But where I get stuck on the track record, and he has a track record of doing this.
Yeah.
But yet the track record of Oswaldo Cabrera basically helping carry the offense in April.
Yes.
When that doesn't count now. What counts is last year and the year before.
They go over bigger samples.
And LeMahieu's track record has also been hurt for the majority of 3 years.
No doubt.
But we're cherry picking what the track record is with DJ
LeMahieu. Cherry picking. He's won batting titles.
Cherry picking?
Yeah, did I say cherry picking? Either way. Never mind.
All right.
He's won batting titles on both sides of the league. Like he's finished third in MVP voting. You're talking about a nice little April. That Oswaldo Cabrera helped them.
Nice little April is better than anything on tape we've had from DJ LeMahieu in 2 years.
I don't know about that. At the end of last year, he had an 800 OPS.
Okay, great.
I'm just telling you, I disagree with them. I would move on from him. I've been talking about cutting him for a month and a half. I am telling you, they believe the position they're in, which is a game in first place with, you said it, not I, the best record in the American League. They believe that gives them the runway to see if they can get DJ LeMahieu going, because they believe DJ LeMahieu performing at his best is the best option for this team. That's what they believe.
I'm going to ask you to take the next call, Chris, because I'm having major call screen.
Yeah, okay. Here. Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
You know, I'm scared that this Yankee team is going to find a reason to not call up Dominguez.
Mm-hmm.
And that reason is going to be, what are we going to do? They got Rizzo coming back who's going to replace Rice. And then when the rosters expand on Sunday or Monday or whatever, they're going to bring up John Birdie.
Well, he hasn't hit John much Birdie. Either.
He's not, but they got to call him up because he has no options or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to send down Cabrera. They're not going to DFA Verdugo. They're not going to do anything to DJ.
No, what they should
do. And they're going to let Dominguez.
They're going to
let Dominguez sit in the minors and rot while he's hitting 112 mile an hour line drives. Why? Because that's what the Yankees do. We screw over our damn prospects till they suck.
Remember, it's going to be Rizzo right now that comes up, and they're going to send Ben Rice down. Now, as far as when Birdie, you know, the options, I mean, we'll see what they do there. But ultimately, if they do want Dominguez up, it's not going to be for, it would have to be making the tough decision to DFA Grisham. Plus, you get the one extra guy coming up. Maybe that's where Birdie fills in September. That's why Dominguez isn't going to be up. They're not going to do that to Verdugo. They're not going to do it to Grisham. And Dominguez was good enough to tell the fan base, please come to Yankee Stadium at the end of August and September, but not good enough when you feel like he could give this team juice while you're getting nothing right now in a pennant race from Verdugo, and then, you know, to a lesser extent when he plays Grisham.
And he is smashing the ball right now in the minors. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but he's hitting 110, 112 mile an hour.
Don't use the word rake. Chris doesn't like the word rake.
He has. I mean, yeah, you saw the one video of his triple and his speed and the hard line drive. Yeah, he has not been doing that well in AAA. He just hasn't. Now, that's fine. I still believe in
the
player.
Did you see the Boland quote yesterday?
The Boland quote?
Eric Boland quote? Let me keep talking. I'm going to get it for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I agree that I kind of want to see him. And we saw last year, if he never got hurt, he would be the starting center fielder.
This was the quote yesterday from Eric Boland, not even 24 hours ago. Yeah. Rival scout assigned the Yankee system who recently saw Jason Dominguez during the coverage of Scranton. Quote, he is ready to go back. Saw flashes of everything you want to see. Mm-hmm. He ran well, hit the ball out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Did not defend as well as I've seen in the past, but he's ready.
Okay.
He's ready.
Right.
Bring him up here.
I'm not opposed to it. I'm not saying I agree. I'm willing to do it over Verdugo or whatever, but let's just not make it seem like he's killing the baseball. He just hasn't been.
Well, again,
he's been okay.
Perhaps we've lowered the bar. I'm not about killing the baseball. I'm about, are you a better player right now in this Yankee lineup than DJ LeMahieu and Alex Verdugo?
Yeah, but him and DJ LeMahieu don't have anything to do with each other.
My 2-for-2. We're going to get Rizzo back.
Right.
I wish that it was LeMahieu that went away. I'd rather Birdie actually on the team than LeMahieu, but Dominguez as well. You got to find room for him.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I don't think they're
going to call him up first. I think they will.
But will he play every day?
Yeah, I don't know if they're ready to just jettison Verdugo, but I think that's a very fair talking point. They probably should. I think it's probably fair. Verdugo's been that bad all year.
He's been
a little bit better since the batting gloves fiasco, which I cannot believe.
How could you be allergic to batting gloves?
How do you not know it? How are you a baseball player not like how did you not recognize that? At some point.
You allergic to anything?
No, not that I know of, no.
I don't think I am either. I wish
but, like,
I was.
If you were a chef, wouldn't you realize you're allergic to oven mitts? Like, wouldn't eventually, like, if you wear them every day?
That's a good line.
Like, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, eventually there'd be, like, you know, some sort of acknowledgement. Like, every time I wear I wear them every day, I'm having these problems. I guess
unless it just becomes your normal.
I guess. Maybe that's it. Maybe
you think it took a discussion with Soto where he was like, wait, you don't feel like that after wearing batting gloves?
Right.
Well, what was the reaction? Do we know?
No. I would guess it's a Morash.
What's that?
His reaction on his hands. Do you think he had a Morash?
I got it. No, I think he had pain.
I don't think he got it.
No, I don't. The rash? Morash?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had more rash with him on than without him?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
All right, why don't you take another call?
You want me to?
I have a black screen in front of me.
Rich and Brick. What's up, Rich?
Chris, Sean, how are you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you?
I can't complain. Well, yeah, I can't.
I have a feeling you're about to.
There you go. Very into, as always.
Yeah.
Let's start with, as long as Boone and Cash are running this team,
yeah, I know,
we're not going to be sniffing. We'll get to the World Series, but I don't think that we're going to win it.
Okay.
I kind of reside in that, too. I think they're going to make the World Series and lose. That's where I think the end
result is. What are we complaining about?
Like, because honestly, they're making it more difficult than it has to be.
You just said you think they're going to the World Series, and you're sitting here arguing about DJ LeMay, who's not going to play anyway.
Wouldn't it be nice to win?
Yes, it would be nice to win. I want to win.
You're going
to
say DJ LeMay, who's not going to play?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
Have you met Boone and Cashman lately?
Yeah,
I don't think Chris is physically
going to die on that sword.
No, you think so? They haven't died on the Rizzo sword? When he comes back, they're not going to. When Rizzo comes back, where's he playing?
Rizzo's going on first base, but if you don't think that...
Okay, let me say, Rizzo's
going
on first base. Who's going to play third base?
Jazz
Chisholm. Who's going to play second base? Gleyber Torres. Who's going to play shortstop? We know who's going to play shortstop. Anthony Volpe. Where exactly is DJ LeMahieu playing?
Chris, they will get him a game at first or once or twice a week because they're going to claim Rizzo. They're bringing him along soft.
Yeah, against left-handed pitching, yeah.
Yeah, and... Right, which is, again, an atrocity. Right.
You think that he is going to play, because this is where I disagree with you. Right now, they don't have a better option. That's why they're doing this. They don't believe there is a better option right now than to see if they can get DJ LeMahieu going. Viewing that more importantly than anything else. And that's what bothers guys, including myself. I understand why. But that's what they're trying to do. Come postseason time, there's not a role for him. You want to talk? They just traded for Jazz Chisholm. They're going to play DJ LeMahieu over
him. You think Oswaldo Cabrera up on his first base club and athletic ability is going to be that much worse than DJ LeMahieu defensively?
Yes.
Come on.
He is.
Let's not pretend LeMahieu's been a Hoover vacuum over there.
He is a veteran player who's played first base. They trust him with throws in the dirt. They've got an infielder at Jazz Chisholm who's made five errors in the last three games. You got Gleyber Torres has more errors than any second baseman in the sport. They feel they need a competent defensive first baseman. Yes. Huh?
Great. There's being a competent defensive first baseman and being a net negative offensively.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying he's not going to play in the postseason. He's not going to play.
I mean, you're already conceding that you think that Rizzo will get pinch hit for and he'll play defense late.
Yeah, but I don't think it would be
LeMahieu. And then when Clay Holmes inevitably blows a save like you know he's going to do, then you're going to end up with a big...
You want to get into another discussion there with Clay Holmes, the most overblown stuff ever?
I mean, Chris.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's get into Clay
Chris,
Holmes.
Chris, don't let me dog walk you here. Okay, you don't want that.
Okay.
You like Clay Holmes as the closer of this team?
They don't have a better option. He's a damn good reliever, yes.
I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
You're giving me three outs in a ninth inning?
Yeah.
I'd much rather have Tommy Canley getting those three outs.
Yeah, I totally disagree with you.
Clearly.
I totally disagree with you.
Clearly you do.
I mean, look at...
So I guess the blown saves, they don't matter.
No.
I mean, the fact that he's just a ground ball pitcher that, you know, bloops and everything gets on base, that doesn't matter.
No. Well, he's above average in league strikeouts. He's striking out more people than Emmanuel Clase, who blew 10 games last year, by the way.
Now do the advanced metrics on that.
Oh, they're all the numbers are better on for Clay Holmes. All of them.
I'm talking about the batters he's faced that he struck out. Have you done that deep dive?
That the batters...
Is he shutting down the league's top hitters when he gets to that spot, when he blows saves?
Is he shutting down the league?
My point is, he's inflating numbers versus the crappy hitters in baseball.
Oh, he's inflating numbers against the crappy hitters in baseball. Okay.
Yep. So
he's striking out 10.2 per nine. He's striking out more than one per nine.
Chris McMonagle in the Delta Club, Game 3 wild card round.
Oh, I'm going to be nervous.
The division.
As hell. I'd be nervous as hell.
White Man. Horse starts playing. The lights start blinking. He comes in.
Terrible intro. Love the song.
Great song. Butt cheeks aren't clenched?
Of course.
They shouldn't be.
Really?
They shouldn't be.
No, they shouldn't be.
They're less clenched with Tommy Canley closing the game.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Totally disagree.
Yeah, and for the record,
totally disagree.
I'll go a step further.
You'd feel better. Well, right now, Cousins has probably been their best.
Well, that's true too.
I mean,
Weaver have gotten off that train a little bit. Cousins,
yeah.
You're right.
Well, I mean, until they blow a save, yeah.
But I can't trust a guy named Cousins in prime time.
Besides Class A. Name the reliever who comes in where you're not clenched. I mean, that's how they are. All closers are like that. They're all like that. And you watch the games. I'm sorry.
I don't like the bloop and ground ball esque. Approach that, and it's not Clay Holmes' fault.
He strikes out more than the average reliever.
More than the average reliever. I don't care about the average reliever. I care about being a dominant closer. He blows more saves than anybody.
I understand that, but watch the saves.
Watch the saves.
First of all, they fell down in Baltimore. They fell down.
I agree.
They fell down.
Verdugo and Volpe were terrible.
The biggest argument against Clay Holmes is the Yankees don't have a good defensive infield. At least you don't feel that confident in the defensive infield.
Yeah,
That's part of it, no doubt. And I'm not saying he's a great, great closer where I don't feel nervous. Of course I feel nervous. He's by far their best reliever. You look at all the different numbers, all the ex-Wobo, all those different numbers. He has, like, the OPS, even in the blown saves, is like 400 OPS. The guy has been, I understand the blow.
Sometimes people are going to cringe when it says, you just need the eye test. That is not a reliable closer.
I disagree.
And look, you want to argue last year the Texas Rangers didn't have that kind of guy to win a World Series?
100% true.
That's
2019 Nationals. We can go on and on.
To me, that's the biggest pro argument.
Yeah.
That ain't going to make, even more reason, by the way, why they should be playing the best lineup now. I don't want a chance a blown save in a best of three series in the wild card round with Clay Holmes.
No, I don't want a chance it in the best of five or best of seven.
Okay, but
game.
I want to minimize the opportunities their impact.
Of course, I want to win the division. So I want to have a field advantage.
Understand the full complex of the roster, including Clay Holmes, and stop trotting out DJ LeMahieu versus the Washington Nationals.
I don't disagree with you. What I'm saying is the Yankees are doing what they think is going to get them the best roster in the postseason. They might be dead freaking wrong. I'm not saying they're not.
Wouldn't be the first time.
What I'm saying is they are trying to get the best, and that's what everybody keeps telling me they want. We don't care about divisions. We care about winning in the postseason. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have the best team? Would you rather have the best team possible or win the division?
Win the division.
More than the best team possible.
Well, I would think those two things go together.
I'm just saying, let's just for argument's sake. I could give you they win the division, but I don't know, someone gets hurt. Volpe, someone of significance. I'm not going to say Judge.
No, then
Soto.
I want the best team possible.
Right. We want the
then
best
maybe
team
I'm
possible.
The question.
They
right.
believe the best team possible is getting DJ LeMahieu going.
Yeah.
They
and
might
they believe
be right.
that because
they
might Brian be, Cashman
probably,
paid him.
They're probably right on that. It's just I don't think it's ever going to happen.
888-808-1019. Kevin in Matsapizza. What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey. Join the show. I was reading two things. I was reading the paper a couple of weeks ago, and they said the reason why they weren't going to bring Dominguez up, they surmised, I guess, is that he gets too many at-bats. He doesn't qualify.
That ended yesterday. The rookie of the year qualifying ended yesterday. Now he can come up, and he will not be able to qualify.
You also get if he wins rookie of the year, you get a draft pick.
Yes.
So they were trying to make sure he would still qualify for rookie of the year next year.
So that's over now.
All right, because then I want to think they said also it affects their international pool money, if that was right.
That's a good question for Evan, who really geeks
out
on this.
I'm not sure it does. I think most of the stories I read is that they wanted to prolong his rookie of the year status.
Yeah.
But I think he's going to get called up in September. I do. I think he's going to get called up. I don't know if he's going to play every day.
But that though, does become the numbers game, right?
Yeah.
Rizzo is going to come here, and Ben Rice is going to go down.
Yeah.
I'm done arguing that that's what the Yankees are going to do.
That's what they're going to do. And it's what they should do. He's been bad.
They will get an extra roster spot by virtue of September 1st. It's going to go to either Dominguez or Birdie. You think it goes to Dominguez, and they're going to let Birdie walk? Because what they should do is give it to Birdie, and I think they should DFA Trent Grisham.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that either.
At that point, what value is Grisham bringing you?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just very careful to assume, we're just talking Dominguez is going to come up here and be great.
No.
We have no idea.
No.
You have no idea.
I think that's where you're being misled, Chris. We hope he's great. We have high hopes for him, clearly.
Right.
But the alternatives have become so bad.
Right.
That to me, I'd rather live with Dominguez's bad every day than Verdugo's bad
every
day.
Yeah, but I don't think they look at it like that. And it's not just
they
about
should,
contract.
Though.
I don't know.
Of course they should.
Why? Why should? Because to make you happy playing a young kid?
It's not just that, Chris. Where is... Now this is going to get more. This is going to get more layered, and I want you to.
They should look at
here.
It as in who they think would give them the best chance to win in the postseason.
How could you feel that way about Alex Verdugo?
Because he's been a proven everyday player in Major League Baseball.
Well,
not this year. Totally agree.
He's so again, last year when the season was dead and Dominguez was raking, the Yankees had no problem telling the fans, please come to Yankee Stadium. Look, we have this unbelievable superstar in the making. And now when they could actually use him in a pennant race, it's more important to play a guy who's basically hit, you know, 209.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's more important. I'm saying that's what you want them to do what you want to do. I want them to do what's best for the team.
And I think what I want them to do is what is best for the team.
Yeah, but that's because that's what you think.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm open to the idea. Like, I want Dominguez to be here. Don't get me wrong. I do. And I think that's probably the best move. But I don't want them thinking of, like, the way you put it, like, I'll take his bad. I don't want them to think in terms of, oh, at least if this is bad, I'll appease the Sean Marashes.
No. It's not that.
Right.
I have a hard time imagining that Dominguez's bad is going to be worse than Verdugo's bad. And if it absolutely was, where like he's 0 for 4 every night with 4 strikeouts, you admit your losses. But ultimately, and you could tell me this is crazy or not, I would rather go down knowing I'm getting an 0 for 4 from Dominguez over an 0 for 4 Verdugo.
Why?
Knowing that
0 for 4 is 0 for 4.
It's not.
No,
I'd rather Dominguez get the taste of the postseason than somebody like Verdugo is not going to be here next year. Because I think that could go a long way.
I guess that's a fair argument.
Wow, I got you to admit
I mean,
might
that's
be
a
right
fair argument.
Something.
But again, Verdugo's been a proven above average Major League Baseball player for most of the course of his career. Dominguez had a hot 2 weeks.
By the way, I got hurt. Remember this, though.
And he's been hurt again.
I know we're talking about who plays every day.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you to DFA Verdugo. I'm telling you to DFA Grisham and keep Verdugo on the team. So you still would have the flexibility of going back to Verdugo.
I think that's probably what's going to happen.
So you do think that's going to happen?
Yeah, I think that's probably going to happen.
You think Birdie and Dominguez, Rizzo are here.
I think they like Dominguez. He's going to have a role on this team in September.
Okay. 888-808.
I just don't know if they're going to play him every day. That I don't know.
But yet the one day they got the extra call up for Williamsport, they ran him out there.
They did real quick. And then hit him fifth. He's good enough to hit fifth, but he's not good enough to stay on the team. I don't understand this.
You should do the whole show in that voice.
Yeah, I like it.
I do, too.
Because I honestly just think we contradict ourselves so much. Like, that's what... like,
is
all
that
we
part
care
of the
about...
And that part of, you know, you're...
It's part of what annoys me, though.
Yeah, but you're
I kind of get annoyed
too,
by it. Well, I mean, I guess we all contradict ourselves
depends
on some level.
Depends on the team, depends
but,
on the situation.
No, but I just... Like, the Yankee fans in particular, we talk about all we care about is winning the World Series. I'll throw the division at you, 99 wins, and you laugh at me like, oh, this kid's a fat loser happy with division titles. And now today against the Nationals...
Who hurt you?
A lot of people.
This kid's a fat loser? First of all, you're a 40-year-old man now.
Yeah, well, people still call you kid. It's just a term.
Nobody calls me kid anymore.
Nobody calls you kid anymore?
No.
It's probably that salt and pepper beard you got going.
Isn't it amazing? People think I'm 50.
I don't know.
How old do you think I am?
You look like Brian Dable halfway through his Pilates experiment. I don't know. Like, it's just, it drives me nuts a little bit how we hang on the balance of one game like last night when everyone tells me all we care about is World Series championships. And then we get hung up, like, I don't care about the regular season. I don't care about 99 wins. I don't care about the division. Did they win a championship? No, then it's a failed year. And then we get hung up on one game against the Nationals. Like, that game last night hangs in the balance on whether or not they're going to win a championship. It doesn't.
The game was an exclamation point on a string of bad losses.
No doubt. It's been a frustrating. Totally agree. I tweeted it on my vacation. Like, totally agree. This was supposed to be where they got fat in the schedule. No doubt. And they haven't played well enough.
Nope.
But a lot of it's a lot of different reasons. They are not 8-8 because DJ LeMahieu's been playing. Like, they're not.
And had the Orioles actually played better, would you feel any different right now?
If they were securely in the wild card? No, I'd be like, all right, listen, they're going to have to go through the wild card. They got to win a World Series.
They're settling. That's cherry.
It's not settling. What should I do?
That's cherry pricking. 888-808.
Cherry pricking. I would be annoyed that they haven't won the division, but like, it's about winning the championship, is it not? And if Judge and Soto go crazy and the starting pitching pitches, they have a chance to win the championship.
And you can win a championship a lot of different ways. I prefer setting yourself up for the easier path to a championship.
Totally agree. Totally agree. But they feel like they need the best roster.
888.
They're figuring that out.
808-1019. Speaking of the best roster, is Carlos Rodon somebody who should be making a postseason start?
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.